This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. Results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggest a slight improvement in the economic conditions in 9 Midwest and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report, released today, says the overall economic index for the region rose to 61.4 in April from 60.1 in March. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the figures suggest strong growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing through the third quarter of this year. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that suggests decline. The survey covers the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Both Dakotas and tribes in the two states are getting federal grant money for historic preservation work. The grants are through the Interior Department and National Park Service. They're aimed at efforts to preserve historic places, culture, and traditions. The state of North Dakota is getting about $437,000, and South Dakota nearly $443,000. 11 tribes in the two states are also getting money, ranging from $27,000 for the Crow Creek Sioux to more than $46,000 for the Cheyenne River Sioux. Both are in South Dakota. Other tribes here getting funds are the Flandreau Santee, Oglala, Yankton, and Rosebud Sioux tribes, and the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. In North Dakota, the Spirit Lake and Standing Rock Sioux are getting grants, along with the three affiliated tribes and Turtle Mountain Chippewa. A Rapid City man has pleaded not guilty to charges he fatally stabbed a woman at a motel. 23-year-old Vincent Mousseau is charged with first-degree murder and an alternative of second-degree murder in the death of 30-year-old Desiree Martinez. Police say Martinez was found dead March 8th in a room at the Price Motel in Rapid City following an argument involving Mousseau. Prosecutors are expected to inform the court this month if they plan to seek the death penalty. Let's talk about your forecast. Quite a way to start the month of May. In the Far East, you're in a winter weather advisory through noon today. Otherwise today, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy tonight. In the West and Central today, windy with a chance of rain and isolated afternoon thunderstorms. In the East, breezy with snow, mainly this morning. High temperatures today, mainly mid-50s to lower 60s, except in the Far East, we're a little cooler at mid-40s to lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, and in the Central this evening a chance of light rain. Low temperatures across the state tonight, 30 to 40 degrees. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers statewide. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible. High temperatures tomorrow, 55 to 65 degrees.